Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Why do we have the Second Amendment? The Founding Fathers actually said in many of their speeches and editorials and newspapers so that we won't be tortured to death and raped by thugs in government. And now across the board, neocons, socialist, anti-American, there to pacify real conservatives are all over talk radio saying the torture's just having a good time, it's no big deal. That shows on the low end, you know, who aren't that radical. The other ones are saying it's good, kill all of them, kill the children, murder everyone. This is going on. This is a bigger story than the torture, the sickening, demonic, unbelievable, shocking nature, and the callers calling in who love torture and love evil. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to order, to call into the show. Folks, if you, we've got a bunch of other news on this too and a bunch of other issues, but I'm just so blown away by this. I'm almost speechless. We're about to go to your calls, but play Rush Limbaugh 2 days ago again saying, hey, this is like fraternity fun at Skull and Bones. They're just having a good time. What's the big deal? It's no big deal. Yeah, raping women, sodomizing people with giant objects, battery acid. It's no big deal. Go ahead and play the clip.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly! Exactly my point! This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we're going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
And I have the Army's own report admitted, U.S. Army, Article 15-6, Major General Antonio Tagumba, Military Police Brigade Commander, investigation. And they admit raping of women and things I don't want to continue to mention here. Just blowing off some steam, having a good time. Jay in Colorado, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Alex. This whole stuff here is good for the people that are asleep to see it, but for us that know about it, it is just speechless that it's all out there in the open. The shows that I watched the show last night, I think it was on Frontline, about a guy that was in Al-Qaeda. He was a kid who was like in Al-Qaeda. His dad was friends with Osama. He hung out with Osama's kids.
Well, if he's friends with Osama, that means he'd be friends with George Bush. Did he vacation with the Bushes?
They probably were on a boat somewhere together, yeah, sure. Yeah. But anyway, he got taken to Guantanamo under his own volition because he was going to work for the CIA because he was his family in Canada and whatnot. And anyway, so he said, okay, I'll go to Camp X-Ray and get you information and work with you. So they said, all right, well, you got to go through the same process, in processing as everybody else so they don't know. So they stuck him on a plane with all these other guys, a cargo plane, with tow ropes or tie-down straps going crisscross across the middle of the thing, with them all sitting upright, with the straps weaved in between all these guys, with their arms held out straight, for the whole plane ride from Afghanistan to Cuba for 15 hours, with hoods on their heads, and after that, and a bunch of other things where they had to just kept kneeling for 24 hours on concrete floors with their hands tied to their ankles and behind them.
Which is a brutal type of torture. You try it for five minutes, you fat-bellied yuppies.
Oh, yeah. And this guy was working for him, and he said, wait a minute. As soon as they got him alone to talk to him, he said, wait, what are you doing? I'm working for you. And they said, just be quiet and don't worry about it, that kind of thing. And he started getting a different attitude about working for him. I mean, even their own guys, they put them to work, and then 15, 18-hour flights on a cargo plane.
They took some Indians from India who were working for Halliburton in Afghanistan, and once they got there, they said, you're slaves. They said, what do you mean? Well, you're here, and they tortured them.
And the guys that they wanted on those playing cards, they round up their family, and then they put out signs saying, we got your family, you better come in and turn yourself in, or we're going to kill them.
Hey, that's freedom. That's freedom. That's freedom. Joseph Mingo.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're not just talking about the admitted brutal rape and torture of men and women, which is publicly admitted in the Army's own report from confessions. They did this, by the way, under orders. Rumsfeld publicly has said torture's good. We're talking about the response of neocon radio that is there to neutralize conservatives, to energize the left wing by the left seeing the horror of so-called conservatism that then energizes the ranks of the phony left, who then brings in the other side of the equation. The incredible response of these people saying that running the gamut from the most extreme, saying torture and kill them all, kill their children, it's wonderful, to Rush Limbaugh on the other end of the spectrum, who just says, oh, they're just having a good time, leave them alone. Oh, it's no big deal, they're just blowing off some steam. I mean, that's the light side of it. The stuff I've been hearing, I mean, makes me physically ill. It's freaking my wife out. She's like saying, what country do we live in? This is the mass warping of the mind. This is the TV shows where people psychologically simulate torture every day. Every show. I know you've seen it. Let's go ahead and talk to Ed in Utah. Ed, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex. You're doing a yeoman's job here. And I know you're making inroads when you're on people like Mike Romy back east there. I can just imagine the impact. I understand he's a 50,000-watt blowtorch type station.
I don't know. I do interviews every day.
Well, there's people I know that listen to him in New Hampshire, so I know he's getting out there several states. But anyway, I just wanted to bring up a couple of things. This camp, Adi Gubavitz, or however it's pronounced.
Yeah, that's just one of 32.
Right, right. And the main thing about that camp, there was a front page picture last year, over a year ago, of course. source in Washington, D.C., American Free Press newspaper, of which you are a friend. However, I want to bring up something in light of this. Everything I've been hearing today, your caller Charles, all the information, you've done pretty much the whole spectrum on revealing most of the dark side of all this, Alex. But I want to go to Colonel Don de Grand Prix, and I was listening to a little bit of Donald Rumsfeld today, lying through his teeth and holding back information on this phony hearings that's going on right now. Colonel Don de Grand Prix talked about the Jewish Talmud, and I'm seeing this sex torture. People need to see the working relationship of darkness with the Mossad. And you said it, Alex. It is genuine Christians that are being called terrorists. Who is the real enemy of Christians? People need to look at that. The fundamentalist Islam, they have a similar biblical code of life, and they're appalled by this. But so should be, and are, a few anyhow in this country, genuine Christians upset. Who is the one that we never go on the chopping block? It's those people that run the Mossad. And when you look at Colonel Don de Grand Prix, and he talks about Talmudism and how this is Talmudic and that's Talmudic in his book, The Rattler's Revenge and Viper's Venom, the last thing I'll leave you with on this, Alex, he has called for military tribunals should there ever be a military coup in this country. I would support that. You cannot have, quote, fair trials for this situation. It needs to come out openly publicized in the emergency broadcast system, and people like you should be appointed to the panel to ask the questions. And I'll tell you, they'd have to hold people like me back, and they can legitimately restrain me if I can unleash and do what I want to do to punish these people in the Bush and Clinton administration that have let this go on, and their wire pullers behind them. I do appreciate this.
All right, thank you for the call, but look, I have to say this. Colonel Don de Grand Prix is talking about the danger of a military coup, how it could happen. Everything needs to be done through the Constitution. You need to have grand juries indict these people. They need to be arrested and brought to justice. And it's very dangerous to have any type of military coup, and I don't want that. This is part of a mass warping, though, bringing this out now. They've known about this all along. School of America's at Georgia has trained the world how to torture. Saddam was trained by this country in everything he did, the rape rooms, all of it. And now in his same prison, they're doing the same thing. Why is that? Because it isn't Saddam teaching us how to do it. It's us teaching him how to do it. When I say us, I mean the cockroaches that run America and use us as their muscle. Okay? I mean, it's that simple. And yes, Israel does a lot of torture. They have legal torture. I didn't know about the sexual part of it. But they have been advising. And it's very, very serious. Let's go ahead. And most of these people are totally innocent in these prisons. They say, oh, well, these are criminals. Well, you don't become the criminal because you're with a criminal. And they do this to citizens in our own prisons. It's a lot worse here than it is over there, okay? It makes me very angry. Let's go ahead and talk to Clint in Missouri. Clint, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
If I may, could I give a brief plug of my org and then make some brief comments?
A brief plug of what?
Of my organization.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to again say that I think secession is the answer, and ask listeners to go to MissouriCSA.com. That's O-word MissouriCSA.com. I'd like to say that I agree with you and everyone else. This whole torture thing is just sick in my stomach. And let's just think back to the reason they said we went there. First, it was weapons of mass destruction. They weren't found. Then they said it's humanitarian. Okay, it's humanitarian. Well, Saddam abused his people. He tortured them. Well, now we're abusing his people and torturing them. And the one thing I've noticed is possibly the most disturbing of all is many so-called Christians are condoning this. Well, they were bad people. But, you know, that just tells me how brainwashed people really are and how involved the church really is with all this. Because there's true Christians out there, but they need to learn how to think for themselves, because just because Saddam did this does not give us the right to do this, and we're supposed to be Americans and better than that.
Look, the Associated Press has the photo in the article from a year ago of arresting men selling beer, tangerines, and dates on a street corner because they didn't have a special license. You have to have a license. They hired Chalibi, the admitted top captain under the Shah who ran the rape rooms and torture camps, again, set up by our government. Saddam did this stuff, set up by our government. Set up by our government. This is our style, torturing people's children in front of them. sodomizing, raping women. That's what they teach them how to do at our bases.
And the next step is draft. They want to continue this. I'm sure they're going to expand this probably into Iran.
And if we riot and protest, they'll send out the riot police.
Well,
they with their black ski mask, or we even protest
time,
peacefully, they'll send out provocateurs. And they're going to do that. They're already doing it to us here.
Well, yeah, and this time they want our women, too. Men and women, ages 18 to 34. And, you know, they're not getting me. They're not getting my wife. They're not getting my family. I don't care. That's just the way I roll. I don't approve of this. I will not approve of this. And I will not participate in this. And the key to stopping all of this is the restoration of state sovereignty.
I hear you. Take care. That's a big part of it. And there's several major states preparing for secession, but you didn't hear about that. Nevada's one of them. I tell you what, play Limbaugh again. You know, this is just fraternity fun, like Skull and Bones. You know, the mock throat slitting they do at Skull and Bones. This is just fun. This is no big deal. They're just blowing off some steam.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked.
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
So, reading from the official Army report, Major General report, Military Police Brigade 800, from MSNBC, we have a link to the government's own website with this as well. Part 1, detainee abuse findings recommendations. Let me turn page 16. And we can go over this. You know what? Let's just do that now. Videotaping and photographing naked male and female detainees, forcibly arranging detainees in various sexually explicit positions and photographing them, forcing detainees to remove their clothing and keeping them naked for several days at a time, forcing naked male detainees to wear women's underwear, forcing groups of male detainees to masturbate themselves while being photographed and videotaped, arranging naked male detainees in a pile and then jumping on them, positioning a naked detainee on an MRE box with a sandbag on his head and attaching wires to his fingers, toes, and genitalia to simulate electrical torture, placing a dog chain or strap around the neck of the detainee's neck and having a female soldier pose for a picture. Now, this is the rape one, KS. A male MP guard having sex with a female detainee. Well, that's rape. Raping them. A male MP guard having sex with a female detainee using military working dogs without muzzles to intimidate and frighten detainees, and at least in one case, biting and severely injuring a detainee. This is where they have photos of this. Taking photos of dead Iraqi detainees. Yeah, people you've beaten to death, and they now admit they kill them and then take them out on ice with an IV in their arm like they're dead. I mean, like they're still alive. And then they continue breaking chemical lights and pouring the phosphoric acid on detainees. Threatening detainees with a loaded 9mm pistol, pouring cold water on naked detainees, beating detainees with a broom handle in a chair, threatening male detainees with rape, allowing more police dog, sodomizing a detainee with a chemical light and perhaps a broomstick. I can't read any more of this. Play Limbaugh again, just having a good time. Play it again. Raping women, having a good time. Play it again. Go ahead.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked.
Exactly! Exactly my point! This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
Yeah, this is what they do at Skull and Bones. Wow, Limbaugh. I thought Skull and Bones didn't exist a couple years ago, a few months ago. We're all but no, now it exists. Does the New World Order exist? When presidents are giving speeches on national TV about it? I mean, but he's on the light end of things. There's some saying this is all wonderful. This is good, getting you ready for it. They can't wait to do this to you and your family. They just can't wait. More of your calls and more of the news straight ahead. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. Their seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about them, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've had a lot of requests to re-air that song, Revolution. Hadn't done it in months. Played it again last week. We'll play it at the end of this second hour. Then we got a great guest coming on in the third hour. Continue with your phone calls quickly now. I guess up next is Deborah. Deborah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I got to tell you, these people out here listening, you know, they think that these the police forces and whatnot around are there to protect you. Think again. The majority of them are there to make a name for themselves, and they're sadistic. There's not a lot of difference between the criminals out on the street and your police force today.
Well, that's admitted in graduate degree criminology courses.
Oh, yeah. You know, you think that, you know, if you don't break any of the laws and you think if you do everything the right way.
No, they need people to pack these private prisons.
Well, you know, what they're doing even on my local level, because I was a victim of this myself, and I can tell you right now, you don't have to break the law to get arrested, and you don't have to break the law to get put in jail, and you don't have to break the law to have your reputation ruined, lose your job, lose all your money, because some crooked cop, for whatever their personal reason is, you know, they decide that, you know, you're a target. And I'll tell you one thing, people listening need to know one thing. The people I worked with, this was 15 years ago, we, one by one, all got arrested, and we all got thrown in jail, and we all got charged with a crime. And the thing was, the only thing we were guilty was of as being on the road alone in our car after midnight and being a target where there were no witnesses. And I'm telling you, after it happened to me, when I got back to work, I told everybody at work what happened. They said, oh, my God, it happened to you, too? I said, yeah.
I hear you, ma'am. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. But this is why tyranny always fails, because then it happens to cops' sons and daughters, and then it isn't good. You see, they abuse so many people that everybody then resists. That's why they're trying to put in this cashless society control grid, so you can't escape it once enough people wake up. But the enemy is our biggest recruiter. And I'm not saying the police themselves are the enemy. There's a lot of good police. But when the government becomes criminal, they start promoting the sociopaths and psychopaths, and whole towns go bad, and then whole countries. Let's talk now to, who is up next here? James in New Jersey, go ahead.
Alex, a recent convert, found your show on the internet a couple of months ago, quickly subscribed to Genesis Communications for your archives, subscribed to PrisonPlanetTV.com, passed out audio tapes to my professors, my boss, etc., etc. I just have two questions for you. Now that my semester's ended, I'd like you, if you could, to recommend 5 books for me to read. And the second question, if you could, do you have any information what happened to Delmar Michael Vreeland? I haven't heard anything about that guy.
I don't know. He was the naval intelligence guy who was in jail up in Canada.
Well, was he actually naval intelligence? That's what he claimed.
Well, he was in the Navy and had been involved in intelligence. That came out in the Canadian press. And he had told jail guards there's going to be an attack on lower Manhattan using aircraft months before 9/11, and then it did happen, and then he disappeared, and we don't know what happened to him.
Okay.
And 5 books, boy, what a... I can give you a self-serving answer, but I really think Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order... My book, Descent into Tyranny. I would get Jews for the Preservation of Firearms has some great books. I mean, it depends on what you're wanting.
How is Tragedy and Hope? What do you think of that?
Oh, an 800, 900-page book by Carol Quigley, professor
right.
at Georgetown, about the New World Order. Yeah, you'll learn a lot, but that was a 60s view. I mean, there's a lot more out now.
Well, that's why I'm asking you now.
It depends on what area. I mean, what do you want to know about?
Mainly history.
Man, it takes more than 5 books. I don't really... Reading different perspectives. You ought to read The Battle for Gaul by Julius Caesar.
Oh, well, believe it or not, I got them. Commentaries.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, you read that 300-page book, it's the same Machiavellian manipulation we see today. Read The Prince by Machiavelli.
Okay.
He wrote 2 other books. I've read 2 of them, can't find the 3rd one. But those are some good history books. Read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death's Head. Order of the Death's Head, man, you talk about, I mean, this is a mainstream award-winning historical deal about the secret societies and everything going on in Germany. Very interesting.
Okay. All right, well, thanks very much. Keep up the good work. Pretty soon I'll be ordering videos from you.
All right, God bless you. How do you like PrisonPlanet.tv?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, you know. The old videos I'm going to be ordering aren't for me, because I can watch them thanks to, you know, being a subscriber. But I'm going to pass them out.
You're awesome. Thank you, sir. We need your support. Thank you. We'll come back and go to all these other patient callers. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Got a quick little report coming up from Paul Watson just for 5 or 10 minutes. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Wanda and Jay and Johnny and David and Gary, everybody, your calls are coming up. Paul Watson joins us briefly here. Paul, we've got news. He's the webmaster of my website, prisonplanet.com and prisonplanet.tv. We've got the New York Times admitting that they destroyed the control tower tapes. Yeah, they declared national security on it. We've got all this other news coming out, the torture situation. What do you make of them bringing out this torture news now? Why did they do that, Paul, in your opinion? And on top of it, why are the neocons on radio saying they're just having fun? Oh, it's no big deal.
Well, the interesting thing about the neocons is that they talk all day about anyone who criticizes the government is anti-American. Yet, you know, where in the Constitution does it say that torture is legitimate? Where in the Bible does it say that torture is legitimate? Is the foundation of America, you know, built on the fact that torture is okay? Well, no. So they are the real anti-Americans, which is ironic because they spend all day calling everyone else anti-American.
Well, that's what Bill Clinton did when he was in office.
Well, exactly, and now we've got Rumsfeld just an hour or so ago in front of Congress trying to soft-pedal it. Many people are calling for his resignation now. We've got another case in Britain where another soldier's come forward and said that he personally witnessed the fact that these prisoners of war were beaten to death, so that's breaking today in British newspapers. And many more stories on top of that to do with this torture situation.
amazing. And before we get into some other news and some calls, Paul, PrisonPlanet.tv, a lot of people are signing up. We have all these servers now, great cost to us. You can watch all the films for free. My weekly report has been up there for days. We're going to put two other special video reports up this weekend, a special breaking news that only subscribers get. Tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, it's just been launched a couple of weeks now. It's 15 cents a day if you subscribe for a year, or 19 if you subscribe monthly. And it's got every single Alex Jones documentary already on there. It's got the basically the mini documentaries that we do each week, also posted for members only. Every single audio interview from the Alex Jones show. Options for dial-up people who, you know, have got slow internet connections so they can watch the videos easily. Special reports that are only for members. We had one last week about GI's body secretly hidden in Cyprus in these massive warehouses which they're keeping under wraps. We've got another special report coming probably in the next few days just for members about the Iraqi so-called weapons of mass destruction and what's going on with that. So numerous different features, numerous features that we plan to add in the upcoming weeks and months. So it's definitely worth signing up to support us and get access to some great material.
That's right, plus PrisonPlanet.tv. What do you think of, and of course most of the site is free, you know, anything that isn't our media is, what do you think of Lord Limbaugh going, hey, it's no big deal, just blow off some steam. So now if somebody goes and knocks a woman's teeth out and rapes her, it's just having a good time, because that's what they're doing in these prisons, and he just says they're having a good time.
Well, that's exactly the case, and from the other talk show host I heard, I was actually listening to Hannity, I believe it was a few days ago, and he was talking to Oliver North about this torture situation, and basically they were also saying that it was, you know, it was overblown in the media, that it was a liberal bent that was being taken on it, that it was an isolated case, even though, you know, the military report and the reports coming out from Britain also say that it's widespread, that this is in the training to do this. They were given orders to do this, which tells us immediately that it's widespread.
Well, if it's a secret liberal plan, then that means Hannity's behind it.
Well, there's also another take on it, which is that it was a European, because some people think that they're a faction.
Yeah, Fox News came out 2 days ago and said it's a secret conspiracy. We actually have the article that a secret group is behind this, a New World Order. So now if you're not for the New World Order, you're secretly with the New World Order.
Yeah, it's actually faction two, some people call that. I don't give it any credence because I've not seen no evidence for it. But some people believe that it's on behalf of the Europeans meant to attack the credibility of the Bush and Rumsfeld.
Sure, the Europeans 50 years ago set up the School of Americas, brought Joseph Mengele here, taught them how to torture, put Saddam in power, taught him how to torture. They magically control it all.
But what is interesting is the fact that in the Army report, which is on PrisonPlanet.tv, it actually lists rape of women, having sex with female detainees. That's rape. So we had the CIA just this past weekend. Well, it was an Arab website, but half of these so-called Arab websites are run by the CIA anyway, from what we've seen. But they put out pictures of taken from porn websites of rape scenes involving military personnel. And then WorldNet Daily did a big story on it, how the fact that because these pictures were proven to be not as they were claimed, you know, actual photos, then it means that all the rest of the photos must be placed under suspicion. So even though the official Army report...
And by the way, I said last week that's what was going on.
Well, we were considering whether to post them or not, and the conclusion we came to is that that's probably, you know, exactly what they were doing. They were throwing this out to try and confuse.
Well, I told you on the phone Saturday, I said, you watch, these are going to be, by Monday or Tuesday, it'll be, oh, fake photos, it's all fake.
Yeah, and they were grabbed by a lot of other websites and plastered all over their front pages, but we declined to do that because, you know, we're more interested in finding the truth, whatever it is, whether it supports our previous arguments or not. We're not going to put out fake information.
Well, I mean, look, the Army has the confessions of brutally raping and doing other things we can talk about here, and it's all admitted, and it goes on in our jails here. all the time, and they get caught all the time. I mean, they got caught just 20 miles from me at the Wackenhut prison, raping half the women, videotaping it, and they just lost their contract over it. I mean, this is going on all over the place, and it should be national news that American women are being raped by these people. Did you hear the guy in the last hour talking about, you know, raping men, raping women, all this stuff?
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Paul, there's a lot of other news. What else do you think is important for folks to realize?
We've got a big report out of the London Guardian, which talks about how the sex trade and underage prostitution has exploded in Kosovo and Bosnia since the recent influx of NATO and UN troops. So yet another article to add to the giant elite sex trade archive, which is on prisonplanet.com, which shows that this worldwide phenomenon, I can't say the word, but this
phenomenon, well, yeah.
But it's basically, it's created and sustained by international troops, the UN, NATO, who go into all these countries, set up.
They even load the children.
There.
They even load the children on the planes. Red Cross saw widespread abuse in Iraq. Wall Street Journal is reporting massive torture that they've been reporting on for a year. We knew about this. You know, it's like Bush saying nothing's going on at Camp X-Ray, where they're torturing people to death. The news didn't want to focus on the general quitting and saying they were torturing. Why are they now bringing it out? To demonize America for the handover to the UN, and no, it's not Europe running it. It's Europe running our country doing it. There's not a split. It's all one group engaging in this theater.
Exactly.
I tell you, Fox has got to be dangerous. I mean, it's got to be you know, very, very worried to be you know, coming out and going into global conspiracy, and now even covering that the Saudis are going, look, the New World Order is behind Al Qaeda. You're doing this to destabilize the world. I mean, this has got to scare them.
Yeah, one of the Saudi royal family came out and said that Israel runs Al Qaeda, which is partially true, but then Fox News reported on it, which is even more amazing. But we've also got a new Bin Laden tape, again, off some, you know, strange recluse Arabic website, which immediately this morning the CIA has come out and said is completely genuine, which obviously means that it's fake. It calls for the assassination of Paul Bremer and Kofi Annan. So, you know, it's the both on the U.S. and the U.N. side who are supposedly in opposition.
Now, I want to shift gears here for a second, Paul. This will be our final article, and I'll go to all your calls that are patiently holding. I want to shift gears. This is from Democracy Now!, but it's admitted mainstream documentation. Plutonium Files, how the U.S. secretly fed RIO activity to thousands of Americans. Denver-based journalist Aline Welsom reveals how a reporter for a tiny Albuquerque Tribune the newspaper uncovered one of the country's great Cold War secrets. The U.S. government had knowingly exposed thousands of humans, guinea pigs, with radiation poisoning, including Americans who had plutonium injected directly into their bloodstream. Now, this came out years ago. The GI's wife, they'd say, here, take these pills. It'd be uranium, plutonium. They'd then have them come in. They'd film the spontaneous miscarriages. In a Massachusetts school, 73 disabled children were spoon-fed oatmeal laced with radioactive isotopes. In an upstate New York hospital, an 18-year-old woman, believing she was being treated for a pituitary disorder, was injected with plutonium. At a Tennessee clinic, 829 pregnant women were served vitamin cocktails. I reported this 8 years ago. It was in Time magazine. Containing radioactive iron as part of their regular treatment. No, these are not acts of terrorism by common criminals. These are just some of the secret human experimentation by U.S. government conducted on an unsuspecting Americans over the last 30 years. And then, this is a huge, lengthy report, okay? It's 13 pages. Paul, this shows the psychop. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines publicly. My doctor told me that he's been at clinics where they're still giving the SV40 oral polio vaccine that admittedly has a deadly cancer virus. They're putting sterilization stuff in the vaccines. They've been caught doing it again. I mean, these people are psychopath Nazis that run things, telling us torture's good, and we're sitting here buying it, Paul.
Well, and it's the double think again. These kind of experiments, you know, automatic abortions, poisoning people, chemical experiments, they go on in the North Korean gulags that we're all told about, which, yes, that's bad to have 200,000 people in these gulags doing it. But again, it's bad when the North Koreans do it, but it's okay when our own government does it.
Well, it's like Tsunami had rape rooms. I mean, Bush's speeches, could be put to exactly what our government's doing. Well, I mean, you could show video of Saddam and the bad stuff and then just show Bush talking about it and then show what Bush has done.
It's bad when Saddam does it. It's okay when we do it. And for the neocons to, you know, actually say that and get away with it without, you know, catching some flack is amazing. But the Limbaugh clip proves that these people have just gone over the edge on this neocon bent. And, you know, it would take a massive wave of, you know, blowing the whistle on this to try and counter them, try and point out the fact that they are the real anti-Americans.
I hear you. I appreciate you joining us, Paul. Hope people sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Great job there. Take care.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let's just bam, bam, bam through these. Let's talk to, who is up next here? I could, Wanda in Missouri. Go ahead, Wanda.
Yes. This current violence and torture is Satan's angry rebuttal to the Passion film, which engendered a powerful Christian conscience that could result in national repentance, God's forgiveness, and his absolute protection.
I agree. We're being bathed in wickedness.
Yes. It's a sign of the last days. People should take warning.
Well, I have to say, never before has torture been public in the Western world. That is, it's a good thing we brag about it in modern times. I mean, this is medieval, what we see happening, Wanda.
Yes, it is.
And I mean, at least in the medieval times, they didn't do sexual things. They just tortured you. This is suction. This is really evil.
The Bible says things.
This is what serial killers do. They do this to people. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
People say, or the scripture says, that things will wax worse and worse. That evil will be called good, and good will be called evil.
Perfect definition of it. Thank you. Let's talk to Jay in Colorado. Jay, go ahead.
Hey, I was watching the Secretary Rumsfeld squirm his way on the hill here. And the
you mean Sneaky Snake?
Oh God, he's despicable! Unbelievable. But there's a Congressman Sessions, I think, from Alabama, who started off his remarks or his questioning.
Sessions, is from East Texas.
Alabama.
Okay.
There was Sessions. Anyway, everybody else was given the old media. You know, we're all disgusted. This guy started off with a big adoration for Rumsfeld and the whole panel, all the generals that were squirming as well. And then he says, I understand that there's a bunch of people in this body that are complainers right now. I also understand that the terrorists are unhappy with you too, because I just heard that they have a bounty out on your head, Mr. Rumsfeld. I appreciate you for all your hard work. I mean, talk about spinning it with the people who are against torture and his role in it, or is
Rumsfeld's business buddies, the Bin Ladens. Thanks for the call. Good point. Johnny in Hawaii, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple of comments. First of all, about Limbaugh. You know, he went over to the dark side a few years ago.
I used to like him. I mean, like 6-7 years ago. Yeah, he was a different person.
Well, what happened, you may have heard this too, but I heard this on the air. He was talking about a meeting he had with Henry Kissinger, a woman that owns a total Canadian media service, Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, I heard about
Warren Buffett. And he's talking about his meeting at a mansion someplace. He couldn't disclose location. And he said, well, we were talking about some things we're going to do in the future and so forth. And this is really all I can tell you. But
on 9/11, Buffett and others met with all the big CEOs, and Bush flew to that base, yeah.
Yeah. And Limbaugh said, well, I know you guys are probably thinking about the Illuminati, you know, and so forth, but I really can't say anything more about it. But he did mention Illuminati.
It's all part of flaunt. He's talking about this torture, and he says skull and bones.
Yeah, and shortly after that, he went deaf, and now he's being busted for drugs, you know. Another thing about the Iraqi torture, yes, it is evil, it is bad. You know, most of it is torture, some of it is hazing, but I heard on the news a couple of days ago, it was mainstream media, that they put the Iraqis Republican Guard in charge of security forces, and the top guy that Saddam used for his Republican Guard is
that's
in charge
the point.
Of Iraqi security
forces. He was trained by us to begin with.
Exactly, yeah.
So they're just putting their old boys back in. Thanks for the call. Incredible points. Incredible. David in Pennsylvania, go ahead. Or Daryl, excuse me.
Hi, Alex, and
Sometimes I want to pull my hair out, and I don't have much left when I hear people call in and say that the Jews run the New World Order and that the Jews are going to kill us all. And I really appreciate the fact that, you often squelch that very quickly. And we've got to realize we're very ignorant. Most Americans are very ignorant of history, but it's been so-called Christians who have butchered and tortured other Christians in the name of Christ throughout history. It has not been Jewish armies that have gone on rampages on the
Christians. Well, every culture does engages in this, and especially when they're in decline. So everybody's, you know, to blame.
So I hope people won't get this idea that this is all a Jewish plot and that the Jews are going to torture everybody and that. We better look in the mirror and take a look at Christianity, Alex.
Well, the false Christianity. Thank you for the call. We're out of time for this segment. Come back with Revolution for you, the great song. Then the third hour, big guest. Stay with us. More info, more news. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and now PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
There's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys, There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score when our cannons will roar.
Wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked
exactly.
Men.
Exactly my point. This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.